This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The United Food and Commercial Workers Union is calling on federal, state, and local officials to investigate the JBS meatpacking plant in Greeley. The union is once again alleging a pattern of abusive practices at the site. Those include claims that management engaged in human trafficking through the social media app TikTok. Other accusations involve intimidating workers, inhumane living conditions, and withholding mail from employees, such as medical bills. JBS USA Holdings has not responded to a CPR News request for comment. A pharmaceutical company sued Colorado in federal court. CPR's John Daly says the suit aims to stop a state law approved in 2023.
Amneal Pharmaceuticals said the law requires them to provide generic allergy pens to pharmacies for free. Lawmakers passed legislation to cap the cost of epinephrine auto-injectors at $60 for a two-pack. It was meant to bring down the cost of the devices, best known by the brand called EpiPen. The single-use spring-loaded syringes can give a dose of a hormone called epinephrine, also known as adrenaline, to treat life-threatening allergic emergencies. But the complaint argues the law has resulted in an ongoing unconstitutional taking of the company's auto-injectors by the state. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A Colorado Springs man was sentenced to 7 months in prison for breaching the Capitol during the January 6th insurrection. Tyler Earl Etheridge attended former President Donald Trump's Stop the Steal rally before entering the building. The FBI arrested Etheridge in July 2022. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.